With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power as Hurricane Beryl pummels the Texas Gulf Coast after making landfall this morning about 80 miles southwest of Houston. The Cat 1 storm kicking up fierce winds, flooding rains, and a dangerous storm surge.
We know we're going to have wind. We know we're going to have rain that could lead to flooding. And we know we're going to have storm surge. In fact, we already have some storm surge.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo on KTRK-TV ahead of the storm's arrival, warning people to take this storm seriously. Jack Bevin is at the National Hurricane Center.
Now that the storm is moving inland, it'll start to weaken. We expect it in 6 hours or so to be down below hurricane strength, and then sometime by tomorrow at the latest be down to a tropical depression.
It was a weekend of record-breaking heat across the West, 128 degrees in Death Valley. Today, the East Coast is preparing for another day of dangerously high temperatures. Also at SRNNews.com, more than a week after the presidential debate, Democrats remain divided over Joe Biden's ability to campaign and win re-election in November.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill following the 4th of July recess, some Democrats in Congress are calling for President Biden to step aside, while others argue he should remain the party's choice. Over the past few days, Mr. Biden made personal calls to some lawmakers and joined a call with campaign surrogates. He says he has no plans to leave the race and believes he's the best qualified candidate to beat Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
A children's hospital in Kiev among targets hit by a Russian missile barrage that has killed at least 28 people, injured more than 100 others across the country. Wall Street Dow futures up 50 points. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. Teacher did not contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. The teacher was accused of circumventing the state's parental notification law. This is SRN News. Chinese automaker BYD opening its first electric vehicle plant in Thailand.
It's part of the company's effort to expand into Southeast Asia while also tackling wealthier markets in the U.S. and Europe. The factory's opening comes on the same day that the European Union is expected to begin imposing higher tariffs on EVs made in China due to concerns over competition from the cheaper-priced imports. The new factory in Rayong, south of Bangkok, was built in just 16 months and has an annual production capacity of 150,000 vehicles. Keith Peters reporting.
The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. Now it's up to a federal judge as to whether he would accept the plea deal. It calls for Boeing to pay an additional $243 million fine. 346 people died in the crashes. SRNNews.com.